Bueno.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out.
Hey, 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 hey. How are you? Welcome to Saturday. He's Stevie B.
Yeah.
Stevie B's watching television. That's why he's not paying attention to you, our dear listener.
I'm just engaged in the fear that is my partnership with you. Because whenever we come back from breaks, I don't know if you're taking it or if you're going to point to me or you're going to wait till I have an egg roll in my mouth.
See, I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And thanks to Jackie who brought egg rolls in tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, she brought everything but egg rolls.
Yeah, what's up with that,
Jackie? Yeah, what's your problem, Jackie?
For crying out loud.
Like the old guys from the Muppets.
Hey, that was a pretty good show. Yeah, it could have been better. Well, that was terrible. Yeah, boo.
If you've never seen that, you got
no such thing as a real Chinese meal without a pork egg roll.
At least a spring roll. Come on.
Don't even go there.
Give me the little wrapper fried in something.
Give me the little chunk of pork with a little fat on it.
Yeah. Are these two
boys really giving that fine young lady a hard time about food that she paid for and brought to the studio?
You're dang right they are.
Yeah. And Steven...
Jackie, quit chintzing on the...
Who was supposed to pay for the food last week...
I was.
Didn't.
I was not.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. It was your week of the month. Say what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Steven's week.
Oh, now she opens the door and has something to say.
Everybody in the
room...
Door
stayed closed on the egg roll conversation.
How many of you knew it was Steven's week to bring food last week? Oh, and you have to vote, man. If you want a job here, you better vote one way or the other. All right, so that's it.
And it was great, though. Your solution was great. You whipped out a checkbook.
I paid for it.
And you wrote a check and went, "You're paying for the Chinese food."
We had pizza last week, actually.
Yeah. Go to Nick's. Get rid of all the
pizza. Steven's cheap. He only buys pizza. Papa John's.
Yeah, that's me. And then I'm unwilling to pay for it.
What kind of food did they serve you on Apprentice?
Good food.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because do you get to eat off the Donald's golden calf tray?
No, not off of Donald's golden calf tray. There would be the...
He has the golden calf, though, doesn't he?
I've been to his house.
Like the one that like you weren't supposed to bow down and worship to in the Old Testament?
Right.
Like Donald Trump owns that one.
Well, he
it sits on his nightstand.
He has the top floor of Trump Tower, Fifth Avenue.
Right.
Which overlooks... all of Central Park.
Any praise to the golden calf?
And everything in the house is gold. Everything.
He had the golden calf melted down, and it's now on everything in the residence.
And then when you ask him about it,
Are you going to be in trouble for telling these secrets?
I don't know.
Okay.
But then when you ask him about it, he's like always in promotional mode. Like you'll ask him, you're in his house going, like, wow, man, like everything's gold. And he's like, this is the most fabulous apartment in all of the America.
Yeah, Steven.
Nobody has this type of place. Everything's gold. You can see everything. You can see all of New York, all of Central Park. Isn't it fabulous?
You can see it on Mars.
I could sell it tomorrow for 18 times what I paid for it. That's how he talks. Like I just said, like, wow, everything, like, what a nice place. Like, you'd think he'd go like, oh, well, look at this. And there's a picture frame my grandmother gave me, you know, something. But no, he's constantly promoting.
So the reason we're talking about Donald Trump on this fine Saturday night with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough is that tomorrow night on NBC, it's the 2-hour premiere of NBC Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars.
Yeah, baby.
Not just Celebrity Apprentice. Not just NBC. It's NBC, Celebrity Apprentice, which means these are a bunch of losers who didn't win the year they were on being brought back to try to take another shot at it, except for one. Which one was the one that won? Brett Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly that.
He was a bunch of losers. Well, except for Trace. I would never call Trace a loser.
I wouldn't call...
Even though he lost to Piers Morgan.
Out of the 5 seasons of Celebrity Apprentice and the 60 celebrities that participated in those 5 seasons, I wouldn't call the 14 celebrities for All-Stars hand-picked personally by the Donald. I wouldn't call those people losers, fella.
Yeah, okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's just... Mr. Trump, I love you.
Let's just say I know who butters my golden calf. Brum-bum!
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So anyway, it's you. It's Steve Busey.
Who?
Isn't it?
Who's Steve Busey?
Not Steve Busey. No, that's
wrong?
You're
like
Steven.
My mother yeah. right now.
Gary Busey.
Right, we got,
you were looking him up. You didn't even know his first name off the top of your head.
Okay, the cast is Brandi Roderick.
Who is that?
She's just a terrific gal. Brett Michaels.
What was she known for, Steven?
Claudia Jordan.
What did she do? Brandi
was a playmate.
Oh.
And Claudia Jordan, African-American gal, stunner. Dennis Rodman, ladies and gentlemen, LaToya Jackson.
What do all these people have in common?
Hip hop.
They've all dressed in
icon,
wedding gowns.
Lil Jon. Then you got Gary Busey, Lisa Rinna, Mary Lou Henner, Penn Jillette, Trace Atkins, Stephen Baldwin.
Now Mary Lou Henner was on.
Dee Snider
was on the year you were on last.
And of course, the last but not least, Omarosa.
Isn't Trace on there?
I said Trace.
You did? I didn't hear you say his name.
Steven, I didn't hear you say Trace.
And anybody who wants to get a kick, Google search Celebrity Apprentice All-Star Preview on YouTube. Celebrity Apprentice All-Star Preview.
It's a good watch. You should check it out.
It's so funny, and the show is so funny, and does a lot of great work to raise millions for charity.
And you're playing for?
The Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund.
And Carol M. Baldwin, for brand new listeners on SiriusXM tonight, is?
Mama.
That's right.
My mom's so cool, because like whenever she does an interview, she's like, oh, you people all want to talk to my sons. You know where they got their talent? Me. And we're like, love you, Ma. Thanks, Mom.
She still puts you in a noogie if you disagree with her.
Oh,
so
she'll throw a frying pan.
I wouldn't worry about that. Jackie has a very important question from the cheap seats. Can we go to the live finale?
I would consider Jackie coming along.
No, come on. We gotta take the whole crew.
See how that works now?
She said we. Who was she talking about? She and the mouse in her pocket?
Jackie, when next time you're buying the Chinese, will there be pork egg rolls? That's all I'm saying, Jackie. Okay? Yes.
All right, we're all good.
All right.
Okay, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We just kick back on Saturday. Friends, you've heard everybody argue about everything on talk radio all week long. You don't need to hear, you know, the breaking news from Gaza. I mean, if there is something and by the way, I will be joining you from Israel next weekend. Like,
so what you're saying is next week's show is going to be just like the show you said not to listen to? Is that
yeah. What? I didn't say not to listen to it. What? What are you talking about?
No, go ahead.
I won't be reporting on...
You'll be on the show? No, you won't be here. I'll be doing the show alone.
You will be doing the show, and if we can't get a connection, I won't be able to come
through. Once again, I'll be doing a hostile takeover.
Yes.
Of Baldwin McKellar Live, Saturday night.
Except that I've paid Ivan and Owen way too well,
dude,
for them to really...
You watch what happens when I walk through the door
with a smorgasbord. They know where the butter comes from here, pal.
You watch what happens when I walk through the door with a smorgasbord of egg rolls.
Pork egg rolls next week.
Okay, there will be a huge mutiny.
You know, bloating them to the size of not being able to get out the door will not work. Anyway, I'm being invited by the Netanyahu government to come and observe all kinds of things. I'm going to get to see their agriculture, their technological advances of the last 50 years. I'm going to visit a lot of the Christian sites.
Be sure to ask all those questions, Kevin, that you always do, and then people look at you like they don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do a lot of that.
Except President Netanyahu will know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure. You're just jealous, that's all. 888-340-3373.
I'm going to Twitter at Netanyahu and tell him that you're a fan of Obama.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wait till I get a hold of Trump. 888-340-3373. You'll never work in this town again, Baldwin.
You're fired.
So coming up next, should boys play with dolls? Even better than that, do you agree with this headline that a writer wrote this weekend? God made boys to play with dolls? We'll talk about it next on Baldwin McCullough. 888-340-3373. Did God make them to play with dolls? Boys playing with dolls? 888-340-3373.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members oppose. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
McCullough Live on Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And tomorrow night I'll be on Celebrity Apprentice. And my partner...
And right now he's on every taxi in New York.
I'm in, yeah.
In every taxi in New York.
In promotions.
Yeah.
For Celebrity Apprentice.
You're fired.
I'm big, baby.
You can reveal you do some good for your mom's charity this year, don't you?
No, I can't.
You can't say that.
I do really good for my mom's charity and standing up and promoting. That's what I can do. Yeah.
So, you going to take us to the live finale?
No.
Really?
I'm taking Jackie.
You're a punk.
There's got to be some pork in the game here, son. Got to be some pork.
Not just in the egg rolls.
I'm talking cold, hard pork.
888-340-3373. So I'm reading Christianity Today this week,
mm-hmm.
and there's this blog on there called Hermeneutics. Get it? Hermeneutics.
Mm-hmm.
Hermeneutics is a term, for those of you that are not theologically inclined, it's a term that describes the interpretation of Scripture.
Yeah.
Right?
Which so, I knew. I knew what that meant.
But the way they do it, Hermeneutics, it's like where the women blog at ChristianityToday.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's all witty because it's a play on Hermeneutics, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, so... Karen Rivadeneira, I guess that's how you say it,
yeah.
R-I-V-A-D-E-N, I just would call her Karen. She writes this article, God Made Boys to Play with Dolls. And here's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about Stretch Armstrong. We're not talking about G.I. Joe. We're not talking about your Incredible Hulk action figure. We're not talking about Star Wars action. We're not talking about any of those, even though technically they're all dolls. She's talking about good old baby dolls sucking down the fake bottle. Jackie was just telling us a gross story in the break about how her dad gave her a baby that was full of water and they had to put chlorine in it to keep it from getting moldy when she was a kid. Something along those lines. If for your boy. She says God made boys to play with dolls. And then she goes on to argue that this is how we're going to train our young men to become kind and tender-hearted fathers. And that if you have any, you know, basically any reservations about them doing this, then you're just some sort of weirdo, traditionalist, fundamentalist freak. And you need to get over yourself. That's basically her position.
Huh.
To which I say... because there's no way, and so I thought to myself, maybe I'm just out of the out of step with this.
Yeah.
So Friday night, the McCulloughs, me and the lovely bride, took our friends the Macy's to the city, and we went out to dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way to the Gramercy Park area,
yeah,
I asked the lovely bride and the lovely Mrs. Macy, and I said, okay. Because they both had two kids each, and their firstborns were both boys. And I said, your boys are what, going on 3 years of age each?
Yeah,
you buy them a doll? No, I said, would you mind if they played with dolls? And they're like, well, you know, little Christian goes over to Riley's house, and she has dolls, and so sometimes he'll play daddy when she's playing mommy, and blah, 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 blah. And the lovely bride was like, yeah, you know, James, you know, if he's at the nursery at church or whatever, he'll sometimes pick up a doll or what. So I said, okay. Second question. Because I guess it's one thing if it's...
Once you got the answer that you didn't want, you went, okay.
So I said, would you ever buy him a doll? They both in unison, no!
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
Sure.
I'm like, wow, that's kind of telling. They're like, if he plays with them, that's not a big deal. Would you ever buy him one? No!
Right.
They're like, why do you ask? I told them all about this article, and they were like, that woman's stupid. Now, I said, well, that's unfortunate that you say that, because I have a lot of friends in Chicago I didn't know that ended up being good friends with her. So I don't think Karen is stupid. Karen Rivadeneria. But I disagree with her profoundly on this.
Does she say in the article why?
Yes. She says, when we say baby dolls are for girls, that only girls should cuddle and coo with dolls, it's the same as claiming that babies are women's domains, that only mothers should rock and coo and play with their children.
Hmm.
So she's saying that you're training them to be sexist or in some way discriminatory in their view of women as adults, et cetera, when they get to that later stage of life. And she goes on to talk about how, you know, God wants boys to grow up and be tender-hearted fathers and love their kids and be very patient with them, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm just curious if you agree with Karen. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Did God make boys to play with dolls? See, in her title, she takes it further than she does in the actual article. In the actual article, she's just saying, don't be too weirded out if they do. But this was in reaction to a Sesame Street episode in which one of the characters felt bad that he got caught playing with dolls by his other friends. Mm-hmm. And then the issue of whether or not a parent should buy a boy a doll became part of the discussion. So I'm curious, you're listening to us now. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. The phone number is 888-340-3373. Is saying that baby dolls should be primarily for girls the same thing as saying that babies are, you know, the women's issue? Like, well, it's a baby, it's got to go to the mom. She's implying that it's the same thing, and I disagree with that. I disagree with the observation that that God made boys to play with dolls. I also disagree with the idea that you have to have boys who play with dolls for them to grow up and be dads that will care about their kids. I didn't play with dolls when I was a kid. I love my boys like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
There's a soft spot in me. And that didn't come from, you know, changing some fake diaper on...
You know, now I'm just kind of starting to, like, I was going to disagree with you.
Yeah?
I was going to say, well, just to disagree with you. But, you know, now that I think about it, since you put it the way you just did...
And see, you're the father of daughters. So you've not had...
I just wonder, you know, there's... I mean, in my mind, God has a time and a season for everything. And I think as a dad now, in the learning curve of having to learn how to care for my daughters in their infancy, et cetera, I don't think having played with dolls as a child would have made any difference whatsoever. So therefore, I wouldn't want something that maybe would have impacted me or affected me in a way that was feminine or considered feminine. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So to me now, I'm going, what is this chick talking about?
Okay, so we're taking your calls next. We got to take this first break. Dave's in Charleston, Indiana. We're going to get to him. 888-340-3373. Only two phone lines open. But what we want to know is, did God make boys to play with dolls? We'll take your calls coming up next. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. It's called Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. The number is 888-340-3373. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Can you hear me, people? Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real performers, who are positive role models. Join in his movement and in his media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to a city near you. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTC.
Audition.
My eyes got all kooky. Visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is really about more than your talent. And I kind of know about that. It's about what you know and who you know, the networking you can do, et cetera, et cetera. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420, children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, theater, this is your chance. So do it. Right now, AMTC is coming to a city near you. Learn more at 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Sign up today. Call 1-800-STAR-420. That's 1-800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
All right. So should boys be given dolls to play with? In fact, did God make boys to play with dolls? Because I think that's a different question than is it okay for boys to play with dolls? That's probably going to happen. You go to the family reunion, you got cousins there that have dolls, they pick one up. I put this on Facebook a couple of days ago. One of my childhood friends goes, well, the answer to that question corresponds with exactly how much older the sister is and how much pressure it takes to get the head of the doll popped off by the younger brother who's playing with the doll.
Perfect.
Time. Like, see? You got it. You got it. 888-340-3373. Let's talk first to Dave in Charlestown, Indiana. Hey, Dave, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, good evening, guys. I have to laugh about this because, yeah, you said, well, you're not talking about G.I. Joe. I mean, I had a G.I. Joe, and I'm old. This will show how old I am. We had the 6-inch tall army men.
Yeah, yeah.
The cast, and we'd line them all up with the dinosaurs and everything, and we threw dirt bombs at them.
Yeah!
It was the best fun in the world.
But you never wanted a baby to give the fake bottle to where the milk disappeared, did you?
No. We'd have the girls down the street trying to get us to do doll party with the tea party and all that, and we'd run because they never had any real cookies or muffins, and they never had anything to drink. So, yeah.
Well, what was that little oven that they used to make those, you'd see it on the cartoons where they go, huh?
Easy bake ovens
where they would bakes real cookies in 25 minutes. You can have a somewhat edible chocolate chip cookie that comes out the other end of it.
Oh, yeah, they all were into that when I was a kid, too, and they never tasted very good.
Yeah. All right, Dave, are you a dad?
Got it wrong.
Are you a dad?
Excuse me?
Are you a dad?
No, but I did raise a stepdaughter.
Okay.
And she's like her mom, more of a tomboy than really a girly girl.
If you had a son and he said, Dad, will you buy me a doll? Would you be down with it?
Okay. No.
And why? What's the main reason why not?
My wife from an early age, she wanted to go out and throw rocks with the boys and all that. She got tired of all the dolly stuff as a young person. She was a 4-H'er and all that. She liked doing all the guy stuff more than the girl stuff.
But if
that's how we are out here in the Midwest.
Okay, then that's good enough. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends. Baldwin McCullough, Saturday nights, 9 to 11 East. There in the Midwest, it would be, 8 to 10? Let's go to line 2. Judith is listening. Oh, we lost Judith? Okay. Judith, we're going to take you next. 888-340-3373. 888-340. All three phone lines are now available. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Karen Rivadendria says, When we say that baby dolls are for girls, that only girls should cuddle and coo dolls, we claim that babies are women's domains, that only mothers should rock and coo and play with their children. What a horrible thing to teach our kids, she said, though it's a common enough claim in our culture. Really?
And this is in Christianity Today.
This is in Christianity Today.
Huh.
But here's my question. Is it really that controversial or upsetting or bad to say that women are better nurturers as parents than fathers are?
In infancy, you mean?
Yeah, and especially the younger the kids are.
Right.
Is that horribly offensive to women to say that?
No. And then you could try to apply some common logic to it.
Well, biology kind of supports that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
the child has to breastfeed. And
you can put the child on my nipple, nothing's coming out. He's not going to be satisfied. And God,
actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big
talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today at AMTCAudition.org.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
CreditBiz.com.
McCullough Live, thank you for being with us every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock Eastern. And again, if you're just getting us back on Sirius XM tonight, Sirius XM 131, we're welcoming all of you back to the Baldwin McCullough fold. It's been a little while since we were there, but welcome back. And we're talking about the title of the article, God Made Boys to Play with Dolls. Are you down with that? Does that work for you? There was a comment on my Facebook about this very topic. A woman by the name of Carrie wrote this. She said, I had a friend who was a liberal earth mama. She had twins, one of each. She had and absolutely no gun toys of any kind rule, and the twins' bedroom was full of trucks and dolls. She was determined not to encourage the girl to play with the dolls and the boy the trucks because that was gender bias. But from birth, Anna went right for the dolls, Andrew the trucks. One day when the kids were about six, she called me and said, "Oh, you're going to love this. Andrew just chased me through the living room trying to shoot me with a carrot." So there you go.
There you go.
I think that that's a fairly telling anecdote because I think it comes down to the kind of core of what did God make men and women for?
Made men to kill people with carrots, quite obviously.
Would you say that he created men to provide and protect for their families?
Of course.
Yeah, I would too.
And to hunt.
And well, that's the provision.
Right.
You're bringing the food in when you do the hunting or the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And you're protecting them from the dangerous stuff. But here's the thing. Do we have to have boys playing with dolls? The argument in this article is that you have to have boys playing with dolls so they learn how to be a tender father. Does anybody listening to us tonight, did you have a caring father who loved you and he didn't actually play with dolls when he was a kid? I'd be curious to know, because I think the best fathers I know are not guys that played with dolls.
Just saying.
My lovely bride's father, brilliant man, gentle, gentle soul. I highly doubt that he played with dolls when he was a kid.
There you go.
Smart guy.
Alec Baldwin.
Great architect. I'm pretty sure Alec did play with dolls, but I'm pretty sure I know what he did with them. He lit them on fire and torched them. And
fire.
Did other things.
Fire.
Anyway, did you play with dolls? Tell me you didn't play with dolls.
Alec held the dolls while I lit them on fire. How that worked. Just so you know.
Hey, where'd you find that blowtorch? I don't know, but let's go get some of Beth's dolls. Did Beth then run to Mom and go, "Mom, how did all my doll's hair get burned off? All of them." "Steven!
What did you do to my doll?"
"What I'll do to you."
Yeah, and then your mom put you in a noogie.
We were so bad.
888-340-3373. But you never held a doll and gave it a bottle, did you? Did you ever play Sweet Daddy?
I might have.
Really?
Yeah, because me and my sister Jane, we were the two youngest.
Yeah.
She might have forced me.
To play house?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't like...
Because she was bigger and tougher than me. She might have been like, "Give the baby the bottle or I'll kill you."
But you didn't play... You didn't have a doll that was yours.
No.
You didn't ask, "Hey, Mom," or your wrestling coach dad, "Hey, Dad."
I had like a rag doll that I shared with my sister Jane called Torty. My Torty doll.
What did you do to Torty?
Anything and everything.
Torturous, I'm sure.
I cleaned up dog poop with Torty.
See, these are not the things that Karen in Christianity Today is meaning when she says boys played with dolls.
Yeah, but I turned out just fine, is my point.
Right. Of course, she didn't raise sons, so it doesn't really count. Like, you'd be fine because you could be a father to girls, and that would be...
I turned out fine because of Jesus. That's why, son.
But do boys need dolls to turn out as good fathers? 888-340-3373. Someone else on Facebook said, this is a woman named Susie. Interesting that these are women's comments. Men and women are different. Whether or not anyone agrees or likes it, they are. They have different roles to play. However, that said, how's a little boy to learn to be a good dad without having a doll to learn on? Are you serious? You have to have a doll. I didn't have dolls. I have three boys. Maybe I'm a terrible father. Maybe I'm just awful. But I wouldn't buy my sons a doll. I'm not going to.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's...
It's creepy.
Here's the other thing that bothers me about this. You know, we have enough trouble getting boys to just be what dads need to be. You know that the social welfare problem in America is largely black fatherlessness in the inner cities. You know that's why we have as large of a welfare spending issue as we have, because you have these kids primarily in the inner city, primarily fatherless, who are being raised by single moms. And I can't you just see, you know, hey, Tyrone, come here. Play with this doll. It'll teach you to take responsibility when you... No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
We need to be teaching these young men, okay, take responsibility for your actions.
Of any color.
Yes. But the fatherlessness problem is particularly bad in urban centers, and it's particularly bad in African-American households.
Statistically, correct.
Statistically. But, yeah, so let's focus on just getting the boys to grow up and be responsible men.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have to have them be like uber metrosexual, you know, caretakers. And does anybody really think that... The character problem that we have in our young boys is that they don't have enough tenderness to give a bottle to a baby? Or that even when you go through childbirth and you have a baby that's born, that you as a person aren't changed by that as a father? Like, it's a miraculous thing when a father sees his flesh and blood in his arms for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have to have a baby doll to do that for you. You were going to say something.
Well, if you and I could make money on this somehow... That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The one baby doll line.
Well, what if we had like a baby doll that like can convert into like something cool? What are those movies?
A transformer?
Yeah, like a trans. Like what if it was like a little chubby kid and you gave it the baby, but you pushed a button and it turned into like, you know,
Donald Trump?
No, no.
With the comb over,
we wouldn't want to scare the children and scar them emotionally for life.
888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. You can find us online at Baldwin McCullough.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now, 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
America.
Rekindle the romance between you.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. And our number is 888-340-3373. I was kind of torn about this whole thing. I was torn. I wasn't sure, but...
Well, you said something earlier this hour that I think was the best observation of the hour.
No, I didn't.
Which I...
It's impossible that those words just came from your
Sometimes
mouth.
Sometimes I say the craziest stuff.
You know what? I'm about to fall down in cardiac arrest.
Sometimes I just say
Jackie,
funny things.
Jackie, call the paramedics!
No, you said earlier that the danger here is that you lay, like, feminine aspects, especially on a child who's very young, onto a person that
I think it's confusing.
Whose masculine identity is still developing.
Yeah.
He hasn't figured out, you know.
If a young baby boy or a young boy sees, like, a mom treating an infant a certain way... I mean, it's you can say the same about seeing a dad treat a baby, but it's when we start to distract from what's normal, what
right.
seems to be natural and organic.
Well, then you're either interrupting, confusing, or delaying the process of that masculine identity from being developed.
That's my point.
And that, and then you, okay, that's just one thing, and then you add all these other channels of communication that your boy gets. From the public school and the Heather Has Two Mommies books that, you know, they're now going to be required to read in kindergarten and all the rest of it. I mean, it seems like it begins to add up after a while that the goal is to just keep the kid as off base as possible. Just keep them really guessing the whole time. And, you know, call me old-fashioned. I don't think God intended us to be that way. I think he intended us to have a lot of clarity about who we're supposed to be. So that we can understand our role in his creation better, so that we can actually become the people that he wants us to become. And I know if you're not a person of faith, that doesn't probably jive with you, but that's okay. It's a big world. We can disagree on stuff. But I happen to think that God made us with a purpose in mind, day after day.
I completely agree.
Stephen's purpose tomorrow is to be on NBC Celebrity Apprentice All-Star. Check it out. What time is it?
I don't know.
8 o'clock?
Sure.
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central.
Yeah, Google it.
But 2-hour big debut, Celebrity Apprentice All-Star. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week. And then for those of you on Sirius XM, please tell all your friends that there's a new light, funny, bright spot on the Sirius XM dial Saturday nights, 9 o'clock. And for those of you on that channel and on many of these same stations, be listening tomorrow night. Our good friend Danny Johnson takes the microphone at 9 p.m. And she's just going to slap you around and get you ready for the week.
Oh, that's a great promotion.
She's just going to beat the holy tar out of you.
She's going to be wonderful and funny and powerful. That's
right.
Danny Johnson.
She's going to beat the holy tar out of you. And you'll walk away going, I'm so glad you did that. Thank you, church lady. May I have another, please?
Yes, Danny, man. This is funny.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Stay with us online, BaldwinMcCullough.com. We'll see you later.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
D-Mac.